Vice President of Nature Ripe Berry Growers and the General Manager at Elkhorn Berry Farms. Can you talk about some of the interactions that you might have on any given day? Do you go to an office?
Office. I don't. I actually have two offices. Like a corporate office mm-hmm. and then a farm office, and they're in two different locate. One, you know, one's in the farm where the farm is here, and then the corporate office is in Salinas, and that's a different building and different. When I'm down there, I'm doing uh-huh. that, and when I'm over here, I'm doing the other. But typical day, well, they're not really typical, but you know, yesterday, I mean, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I get a phone call. All of the scanners are down. We can't upload the payroll scanners for the crews are not. They won't start. They won't start up. So you got 500 people out there, however many hundreds of people out there standing around ready to go to work and harvest, and the payroll system's crashed and we can't get it to boot up so there's this mad scramble to get out paper and start doing it on paper until we could get that going, you know. So that happened yesterday. And then, you know, we're dealing with COVID. So I spent probably a couple hours yesterday working on the COVID deal. COVID, talking to other industry, you know, people in the industry. I had a town hall meeting with one of the supervisors in the county, and I was on that for an hour, talking about agriculture's response to COVID. What else happened yesterday? I sold a couple of used tractors that we had that we didn't need, you know, dealt with that. And it's just everything, you know, just all kinds of stuff goes on, you know, looking at quality, talking to the pesticide guys and the fertilizer guys and those sort of things. And uh-huh. planning the week, you know, planning what's going to happen here because of this heat. See, it got real hot, right?
Yeah.
So you have to think about that. You have to think about, you know, how long is the crew going to be able to work today before the heat, the rules about not working when it's too hot, you know, and do we have enough people? And
what's your planning process like? Like, were you checking the weather a few days ago, trying to get ahead?
And checking the weather all the time.
Yeah. What else are you doing to get ready for a week?
Well, the main thing you're always doing is you're always checking the weather. Uh-huh. And then the other thing you're always looking at is labor supply, right? You know, how many people should we have? How many do we have? How many people are showing up to get to work or asking for work? Right now, I spend a lot of time on COVID. You know, is there anybody sick? Does anybody know anybody that's sick? Where are we at on that? You know, are the people wearing it face masks? Are they social distancing out in the field? That kind of thing. There's always that.
Has Nature Ripe been able to procure any test kits or anything? Is that an option?
No, that's not. No, it's a pretty complex setup of how it's being managed, and it's being managed under a CDC order.
Mm-hmm.
It's very systematic what you do and when you do it and those sorts of things. But yeah, we don't do any like on-farm testing or anything like that.
Yeah.
And then there's all of the confidentiality for health records, right? So yeah.
Oh, wow.
So there's a whole, it's very complex, but you know, we're working through it and there's very little problem with it. They really don't see any transmission of disease in like an open field crew. It's not being transmitted outside.